Hello and welcome to episode 80 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson, and joining me in person, the one, the only, Mr. Perry Burke.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
What's that, from Friends?
Yeah.
Is that Cheers?
No, it's from Cheers.
Yeah, I figured. He's been talking about it all day.
Down the street from us right now, the actual bar. Because we are in Boston for PAX. What's that?
Boo. Oh, I was booing Boston. PAX East, yes.
Why are you booing Boston?
No one likes Boston.
I like Boston. It's okay.
No non-Jimmies love Boston.
You know, last year we were here in Boston. It was very cold. But I feel like, you know, but it was drier. And we're it's in Boston now. It's very wet.
I'd rather it be wet and warm than frigid and dry.
Yeah, but I think it looks better when it's frigid and dry.
If your eyes could work. Yeah. I think Caitlin still has a chill from last year.
Oh, jeez. But yeah,
the permanent chill.
Yep. We're in this apartment and there's a...
It's a real dump.
It's a real dump.
Year after year, Jill keeps pinning us up in these dumps, but... yeah, I remember when I was like, man, we're going to go to Boston. It's going to be beautiful. And then that elevator, do you see that elevator's from 1915. Might be the first elevator in all of Boston.
Yep. Back then, people were thin.
it was a tight squeeze for me and Perry, but... Yeah. Nothing we couldn't work out.
Luckily, we knew about the elevator. It was Kate that pointed it out. I would have gone this whole time going up four flights of stairs each time.
And the flights of stairs are even funny.
It's like a dirty closet of an elevator. Yeah, the stairs are like tiny.
This place is old, but...
Yep, it's nice though.
The ceilings are also at least double the height of my apartments.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
No,
I really could. Maybe like a foot or two short of doubling it.
Wow.
It's nice. Might get a nice echo, too.
Yeah, so if you don't know, so we are together. This is live. We're at PAX.
Kicking it in heaven.
Yep. In heaven. but we're going to do just a normal show. It's probably going to be a little shorter because I've been up since 3 a.m.
A condensed version,
right now it's 10:30.
Boo!
So I'm pretty tired. Although I'm hopped up on caffeine.
I got up pretty early, too.
Yep.
What was it? Like 6:15, but we went to bed at like 2:45.
Yeah, that's
so. That was the mistake.
You're a disgusting.
To pack, yeah.
You're a disgusting freak. But why don't we start the show off?
I'd rather be a disgusting freak than a dirty pervert.
Quit comparing things. Like, I'm the dirty pervert.
Yeah, you heard it here first, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I'm the dirty pervert. But anyway, speaking of that, let's start off with a game called Human Fall Flat.
I guess.
Yeah.
We don't I was going to say some snapping.
Well, I guess we can snap.
But I don't know, are you going to edit in any music?
No.
Behind the scenes, you know, they're going to hear the snaps instead.
Probably not, yeah.
Yeah, you've been talking about this game.
Yeah, so I that was the game I decided to play on the airplane. I don't know why, it just sounded fun. It's a fun little 3D platformer.
Should have been Fast. Or maybe Mario Kart this year. Could have been.
Yeah. I should have, but yeah, I picked.
You picked the wrong one.
I did. Well, no, I didn't. It was a lot of fun. No, so Human Fall Flat. I talked about it a few weeks ago, but the game keeps on like keeps getting better and better. So it is every sense of the word a physics platformer.
It plus is, form.
Yeah, it's like a 3D
fizz plus form. It's fizz form.
Fizz 3D fizz plus form. Simple.
Yeah. Can't believe people get confused.
Yeah, I know. I love genre identities. So,
there's a joke to be made there, but...
No, we're not going to make it. Okay, so, Human Fall Flat. The whole thing is you're grabbing things with two hands. Like, you have, like, one and one left, and you control each hand. And then, so you're, like, grabbing... What are you laughing at? You're grabbing platforms and you're jumping up and you're acting like a little toddler, and it's hilarious. And so I just wanted to talk about this level that I just played. So you start off, so you always fall down into an environment for each level. And I fall, and you're on a beach, and there's a paddle boat there on the beach. So you gotta grab the paddle boat and push it into the water, and then you literally grab the rowboats, and you have to grab them and hold them up and push them, like, so that it's just like you would on a normal thing. So all the physics works exactly how you think. And you literally gotta push it again along the river to the next bank, the beach on the other side. And you get to the end, and then there's a sailboat on that beach. You gotta grab some tubes and like logs and put them in front of it to push the heavy sailboat off the beach into the water. And then you gotta sail it, like matching it up with the wind and then holding the back and aiming it.
Starboard.
Yeah. And then so you get there, and so you keep going, and you go across the river again, and you end up on a beach, and then there is a speedboat there.
Then there's a yacht.
Well, you get in the speedboat, and then so it's really hard to control, but you finally get in the water, and then you finally get to the thing. And then you get to literally a cruise ship that you have to climb up into it, go inside, and then, well, it's not a cruise ship. It's like a hangar, like the sea containers that hold on.
Okay, yeah.
And so, go ahead. There you go.
Sounds like the handy cam when you start recording.
Yeah, no. So you literally have to control this big thing by like shifting levers and stuff and going and
do you move and go around? Is it like you're in the control room and you move around, like have to walk across the room to do levers, so is it okay?
No, they're like in the there's like two big in the ones. Vicinity. Yeah, you can't do them at the same time. You got to do them. But then like what I did is like I started the thing for I aimed it right. I started it forward. And then I jumped off, I went off onto the deck as it's going by itself, and I jumped off the front and landed on the deck on the other side. Lots of fun.
And that's just one level?
Yeah, that was half a level. I mean, that's just...
And how much does that take? Because it sounds like that would be a rather hefty level, the way, I mean, as you're saying,
like,
when you do...
Well, that right there, that probably took like 10 or 15 minutes. Like, it didn't
take
that
long. Okay, so it's not too bad.
No,
so it's sort of quick going in succession. But
that's something you gotta notice with these, is like, it does take a little... It takes a little time. Like, you have to have a little patience for these.
Because it's all about the controls, right? Essentially mastering the awkward movements.
But here's the thing. After a while, the controls are actually turned from really awkward to super detailed.
Like, they make sense within...
Yes. And it feels great. And you think, okay, I know exactly what to do. And then you go through it. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. So, the game keeps getting better. I really, really like it. Check out the game, Human Fall Flat. It's very funny.
It was on the Villa de Discount.
It was.
I believe we missed that. That ship has sailed, if you will.
I reminded you, though, when it was out.
Yeah, I didn't buy it.
I mean, everyone. Yeah. I reminded everyone.
I was like,
you should have bought it. I'm serious, you should have bought it.
You know what? There's just too many other games. I was like, ugh. But
speaking of Villa Day Discount,
we're going to get to that in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because I do have a game to talk about if you're ready to move on here.
I'm ready to move on.
I know we're going sort of rapid fire.
Yeah.
I've been playing a couple games. I'll save Punch-Out for next week.
Okay.
Since I figured one game here to sort of keep us going. I've been playing a little game called Urban Trial Playground.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah, now, I've never played any of the Urban Trial games. I know they had, like,
been on
3DS. Yeah, 3DS. I'm pretty sure for the Wii U.
Probably, yeah.
I think for, like, others... I think they come out for, like, PlayStation and stuff, too. But...
It's like Trials, right?
Yeah,
Trials is the...
Yeah, I mean...
It's like the Pepsi version of Trials.
Yeah. You mean the Coke version. well, I don't know. I've never played any of the other ones. But I know they're usually, like... It's like, you know... A bike or a motorbike or something to that extent. So I was sort of going into this game not really knowing exactly what to expect. And when you get in there, it's something. It goes pretty much, there are like 50 levels. The first couple levels sort of give you tutorial and just sort of give you the controls. And they're really easy because the game doesn't have too much to it. As far as controlling. So there are like 50 levels, and they're sort of split into two different types of levels. The first is a racing style, where it's just pretty much get from the beginning of the level to the end of the level as fast as you can. And the other one is you know, you need to score well, get a certain amount of points, and you do that by doing tricks.
Now, what are these tricks?
Well, let me get into that in just 1 second. The thing with the levels are, it's literally from point A to B. It's just a straight line. It's not like you're in a, you're sort of in an open area and you can sort of go off different ramps and jumps. It's literally...
It's like Excitebike, but without the four...
Yeah, you can't even shift lanes.
It's one lane of Excitebike.
Yeah. It's one exciting lane. And you just go down that, and there are jumps and stuff. So what you need to do is, the speed ones, it's sort of boring. And I mean, it is boring. I didn't like the speed levels too much because it's essentially... Get to the end fast, and how do you do that? Make sure you land properly, you know what I mean? Make sure you're not... There are a few times when you can, like, jump off something and land on a building, like, on top of the roof. And, like, if you don't get enough jump power, you know, you can sort of hit the side of it and fall down, and, like, obviously you need to limit that. But it's just, all right, make sure you land all right, and if you do a wheelie, I think you gain a little bit of speed. So it's like, okay, and then you try and hold a wheelie. And it's just not really very interesting. The trick ones are a little better. There's some fun to be had, but it is still sort of limited because your trick arsenal is jumps, flips, and wheelies. And that's it.
Yeah, so there's no, like, Supermans or no...
Yeah, there's no, like even, like, grinding off something or, yeah, like, doing any sort of variation of tricks. It's literally just you can jump off a ramp... And do a front flip, which is a little more difficult than a back flip. And then when you're on the ground, you can do wheelies and stoppies, I think they're called, where you do like that first, you know. But usually when you did one of those stoppies, it sort of ended your run. Or not your run, but like the combo. Because essentially what every level sort of devolves into is like go off a jump, do a back flip, try and land... on or close to a wheelie so you can start comboing, and then it's hold a wheelie for as long as you can till the next jump, and then just try and chain those together. So
yeah, I mean, it's simple.
Yeah, it's super simple. But like, it's not bad. Like, I had some fun doing that, but like I said, it just sort of gets into a routine of every level. Like, all right, I'm just gonna backflip, try and hold a wheelie and see what I can do, you know. And it's just not super interesting. Graphically, it's all right. It takes place in California, so it's like all sort of like beach town, like,
yeah,
sup bro, you know, like going through here and there on the beach and stuff.
Like you.
Yeah. Tubular. And then they do some cool things, I get, with perspective, because mostly it's not like a true side scroller, like they, you know, where the position of the camera is, you can tell it's a 3D model and stuff. On occasion, they will sort of shift the perspective to be more behind the bike.
Oh, okay.
So, like...
That's cool.
Yeah, it makes some of, like, the jumps a little more memorable. Like, oh, okay, yeah, they shifted to that, and, like, it looked cool, you know, seeing the jump from, you know, more behind the rider. But it doesn't really change gameplay, and it happens only a few times, so... Otherwise, it's just a very mediocre game as far as the gameplay goes. I mean...
Yeah, not bad.
It works, but it's just not super deep or fun. But what is frustrating is the game crashes quite a bit. When you restart a mission, which happens quite a bit, especially, you know, if you're trying to... they have challenges on each of these little stages. And they're like, don't fall down, or some of them are a little more like, do five back flips during the run. And like, they give you a little extra bonus towards your score. But when you're trying to like do some of these achievements or challenges, if you end up falling down, all right, I'm going to restart the level, you know, so I can do that. And that's, you know, start, they have a nice restart, starts you right back at the beginning. But... I got a bunch of crashes doing that, and you know, it's not literally every time or every other time, but it got to the point where I was like, I really hope this doesn't crash when I'm restarting this, you know. So that's pretty frustrating. So it's just not a super great game, you know. It's, I think it's $19.99, which also doesn't help its cause. Especially when, you know, there's so many games out there for, you know, $14.99, I feel, is like that sweet spot for like a good indie that's going to give you, you know, 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 hours, and you're going to feel good about paying that, $20 for this game seems like a stretch.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it, like, it's completely useless or anything, or, like, there's no fun to be had. It's just very limited, you know, and for that price point, it's sort of hard to recommend, but
right.
If you are into, like, stunt bike racers and doing tricks like that, and just looking for something sort of, hey, I can sort of mess around with this while I'm watching a movie or, you know, something's on TV, it's not useless, you know, but it just, I'd say it would be a hard sell.
Possible discount buy. Possible.
Yeah, heavily discounted. Like, sub $10, you know, like...
Gotcha.
Like, maybe, like, if it was, like...
Five.
Yeah. Yeah, five would... Even seven, you know, would be decent, but yeah, I think... Gotcha. I think 20 bones is, go pick up a Domino's, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know they have a demo... They might have a demo for it, because they had a demo for, the last release that they put out on, 3DS, which is I played, and I played it for a little bit, and I just almost exactly what you said. It might even be the same game... Not sure. It looked really nice, actually, on the 3DS. That's one thing I really liked about it, is that it had, like, really... I mean, the environments look pretty nice.
Yeah, no, like I said, the I don't know, the art style isn't bad or anything. It's sort of... The racers and the bikes themselves don't look great, but, yeah, right. The environments
look pretty good.
But the bikes don't look terrible, but, like, yeah, you could pick
They're
between...
They're just kind of robotronic.
Yeah, you could pick between the two. I think the girl's name's Riley... And I forget the guy's name, but... The
guy's name's Junk. Yeah.
Larry.
Yeah.
Junk.
Junk.
I should say there is some light customization. You could pick up these, like, little coins, or, I forgot exactly what they call them. I'm blanking on the name. But, chips, that's it. Like, I guess they look like almost poker chips.
Oh.
And, like, you could use that to customize, like, get some different clothes and stuff for your character. But you can also upgrade the bikes, which they're limited. You know, it's like, oh, you can upgrade the engine, which gives you more power. And there's like three of them, you know. But when you do get that heavy or that high-end one, you can tell your bike definitely moves faster, you know.
That's good.
But yeah, just a middle-of-the-road game at best. Like I said, I wish it didn't have all those crashes. That was sort of a bummer.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you for letting us know. All about that. I guess...
You were very welcome, Perry.
Yeah. The only thing I've just been playing through Tesla versus Lovecraft more. I've been loving on that game. It's a fantastic twin-stick shooter. It has a really good... I mean, it's just... It's all... You know, like, the feelings of playing a roguelike and getting the upgrades and getting more powerful?
When it finally kicks in, like, now I get why people continue... continuously play this.
That is the feeling you get, like, every 5 minutes you play the game. Because you always start from nothing, and then you build up, and you beat the level.
Start from the bottom.
And so, yeah, I think there's, like, three different campaigns or three different sets of stuff. And so I'm on the third... I'm in the middle of the third playthrough. And it's very hard. I mean, it definitely gets way harder. And I haven't even dived into the infinite mode, which basically would be a roguelike. I feel like it would be...
Score
mode.
Right, yeah.
You know,
go
I mean?
Until you die, kind of.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. So I'm excited to dive into that. I just want to beat everything first. But the upgrades are cool. You need to play this game.
I have it. I know, I need to. It's just
no,
been
it's really good.
Hectic with a lot of stuff going on. But,
what stuff's going on? What are you talking about?
You know, I gotta sleep. Man's gotta eat.
That's true. You know what I can go for right now?
Whopper.
A Whopper.
I wonder how far. We're pretty close to Wendy's. What? As we know, you already got... For lunch, but yeah. I don't know, I feel like I haven't seen a Burger King in our travels, but...
I saw one at the airport.
That'd be a crying shame.
Yeah.
I need a Whopper.
Yeah. Other than that, do you have any other games to talk about?
I mean, like I said, I've got Punch-Out, I mean...
Let's just say that for next week, because I want to play through that too.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be better, because once you... More than your one attempt at Glass Joe. I'm just kidding, guys. It was three attempts.
And I didn't.
And none of them went. It was awful. None of them went extremely well.
It's harder, and it's weird, but it is really cool, the effects. But we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. No, it'll be more fun when you've got a some time.
When I can
beat
Glass Joe. Well, we're going straight in to the eShop Roundup. Yeehaw!
That's beautiful.
Yeah, we have live jingles here.
I wish we had a Craigslist. Although we're going to have a villa, so.
That's true. Are we going to start off with that?
No. We'll jump into that after.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go to the recent releases then.
I'm right in the wrong section there.
Yeah. So, first up, we have, I'm pretty sure this is the last one, The Charming Empire.
I have to face you, even if this is love.
That's what I say to you every day. This game is basically Casey and I put into a video game. But it's
personified
into a dating simulation game set in the Tashio Roman era of Japanese history. Oh, popular voice actors known for their talent in anime and video games bring our five main characters to life. Your ears will thank you to hear their performances across all the main scenarios.
I mean, you know what? I guess the people that might be in the market for this game might care about the voice actors.
Oh yeah, I mean,
that
like if I did,
of, you know,
if I did play this game, which I never in a million years would ever play this game.
So if I buy this for you right now,
I would want to have the Japanese because it wouldn't sound as bad because I don't understand the language so.
Yeah, and the cringeworthy stuff that they said is probably... Yeah, I'd be better off not knowing exactly what they're saying.
Right. But you know what we need more on the eShop?
A cluster puck?
Yeah, we need more F-bomb double... or not... or
entendres?
No, that would be a pun. More F-bomb puns. We had cluster truck. Now we have cluster puck 99. And actually, I have this game. I've been playing it, and it's like air hockey, basically, with, you can, like, multiplayer, you can play up to 8 people. So, I'm gonna talk about that one next week, but it's $9.99. I haven't gotten to play with everything, but I think you might be able to make your own boards, maybe?
Well, I figure this should probably be a game, that we should play. But yeah, customization and a fully featured level editor.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, I haven't played into it enough, but maybe we should play
it
here.
Yeah, at least a little bit.
Yeah, we'll play
it
here.
For sure.
Yeah.
Next up here, we have Zombilly, which is just a delightful name. For $4.99, yeah. I was going to say, I guess the Jimmy price?
Look, they put a typo in it. Help Zobilly. Zobilly reached the legendary meat farm.
Oh, no. Poor Zobilly.
This is an iOS port.
Yeah, this... the world's changed, but apparently you're going to have to get in there.
And completely. Oh, no, irrevocably. Irrevocably? Irrevocably?
Well, it's a puzzle. A parkade.
Yeah, it's a puzzle arcade. It's a parzade.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some of them look like Pac-Man.
This
some
is definitely
like...
a strange-looking game.
I don't know. It doesn't look bad.
$4.99. It's a good price, you know, for
and
a game like that.
It's eligible for up to 25 gold points.
It's so funny that they say that, and then you can just pretty much use whatever your coins are on them, right?
No, I think they give you 25 gold.
Because I bought, when I bought Punch-Out, I used all the coins, so it was only like $4.
Yeah, that was nice. All right, next one we have...
Gotcha Racing 2.
I think. Yeah. What do you got? Second. Let's call it second
God.
For some reason. This is from Arc System Works. Get parts from the gacha. Customize your machine and drive the tracks. Oh, this is like that Street Pass game with the machines, but it's $9.99.
Look at that. There are about 700 varieties of these
parts.
Different parts. Top down looks. Oh, that's sort of cool. You can do like split screen vertical four players.
That's cool.
Is it sort of interesting?
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it looks. That actually, although I guess. Yeah, it sort of looks like the Mario RC racing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Which I still haven't played in Mario.
You still haven't beaten that game, have you?
Yeah, I've beaten it. I beat it when it came out. I just have only gotten like 250 stars.
He got the lowest beating of it.
I saw the credits.
But have you seen the better credits?
Speaking of better credits, we have Lode Runner Legacy for $11.99, which also has a demo, and this is like
an action puzzle masterpiece.
That's back.
And it's back.
Yeah, this is like, I don't know anything about, I don't know about the legacy of Lode Runner. Have you heard of Lode Runner before?
I saw an email about it the other day, and that was the first time that I saw it.
Well, this is really cool, because, go back. So, right there, you can create your own character. Like, cubic character. Like, with voxels, like with...
Look, it's Eleanor.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Isn't that cool?
But yeah,
and so it looks, can use your characters to. It looks super fun.
Looks interesting.
I've heard good things about it, but you can make your own.
$11.99. But like you said, it's got the demo, and it looks like there's just a ton of puzzles. So
yeah,
one of those.
And
games
you can make your own and everything. So
a lot of meat on the potatoes.
And how about some hidden levels with enemies? That's what it said on there. Okay.
Next up here, we've got the Adventures of
Bertram.
Bertram Fiddle. Episode 1. And then the rest of
it keeps
the
going.
Yeah.
It keeps going. See, you gotta go proceed to purchase to see the whole thing.
Nope, that's it. That's all it's getting from
you
me.
No, go ahead. Hit the proceed to all purchase. All
right. $4.99. Yeah. Purchased. Does it even give us the full...
A Dreadly Business.
We did all that for that.
Episode 1. A Dreadly Business. Yeah, this is a
It sort of looks like a Cartoon Network kind of art style.
Yep.
Like, the one guy's got one eye, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a the cyclops. Other one looks like he's got, like, a caterpillar for a nose.
Yep.
But yeah, what adventure game right here.
I think. Let's see. Yep.
Adventure puzzle, some so. Puzzle stuff. And the Adventures of Bertram Fiddle is...
Bertram.
Nope.
There's an R before the T.
Not if you don't count it. Is a hilarious tongue-in-cheek adventure game.
All right. Point and click. So it's your favorite, Case.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Tengai for Nintendo Switch.
Tengai, Psycho is coming back. I love that every game they have, it's like...
I know. It's a beautiful masterpiece.
Psycho is back.
Yeah, go down.
Oh
my goodness.
Check out the melons on her.
Oh, boy.
Is this rated M?
It better be.
Nope, teen. Suitable.
A great commander ruled in... Eastern Plain for a long time, but his mind completely changed one day. That's all it says.
This game looks crazy. It looks like you've got like a samurai guy, but he's like flying around just shooting things at the... Because it looks like a shoot 'em up, right?
It looks like Sonic.
A side-scrolling shoot 'em up, right? But like...
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like your guy but is just floating in the air or something. Yeah. I don't know. And all the women are very well endowed.
Interesting. Yeah. And the men, too.
Yeah.
Alright.
Look at those pectoral muscles. Oh, baby.
Next up, it wouldn't be a week, especially this week.
Can you guess what kind of game it is, Perry?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it. I believe it's a beat-em-up.
Sengoku 3 for $7.99, that hamster tallest price.
What the heck? There's like things full of
It's heads. Like sacks of heads.
That's
floating
sick.
With
that's scary.
Take out the undead in a variety of ways.
Yeah, that's a
the
variety of ways.
The hyper action ninja game is now
heads.
Here. Side scrolling, beat 'em up. Yes, sir.
All right.
Man, I love me some Neo Geo games.
Neo
Geo's look at that guy.
Great.
He looks mean business.
Yep. You know what? Some people, this next game, some people have called me for my nickname. And that is Farm Expert for Nintendo Switch 2018.
I don't see anywhere about a jerk 'em.
2018 edition. Now, this isn't... What's the farming simulator? This must be...
People love this. I
guess.
I've never played it. I mean, I guess it's sort of what? It's like...
Animal Crossing Harvest Moon.
Yeah, that are like... Remember like Roller Coaster Tycoon or like...
Hate Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Really? I used to love that game. Like, that was my jam back in the day. I remember playing it at my friend's house, and his parents went out to a movie, so we're home alone, we're playing it, and we're having a great time. And then we get a phone call, and it's like, I'm outside, I'm gonna kill you or something. And we were little. I don't think it was necessary. It was like, I'm like trying to scare us. And it worked completely, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't very old, you know? Like, we were maybe like... I'm trying to think when...
Who was it?
It was his dad. But here's the thing, like, he called it, like, scared
I like
us.
That guy.
Like, his face went, like, white, you know? And, like, all of a sudden they call back, presumably, be like, yo, it was me, you know? But, like, he, like, hung up the phone, unplugged the cable, you know? We were, like, hiding in the hallway. It was miserable. It was, like, the scariest, like, dude, 20 sounds... minutes of our lives. It's like, I just want to get back to playing, like, Roller Coaster Tycoon. There's an active gunman outside, you know? It's like, this is ridiculous.
Wow. Do you still like it?
Or yeah, well, I never memories? Played another Tycoon game.
Yeah, yet. Like, now whenever you think of it, you
that's why I can't play Farming Simulator.
Wave your fingers in front of your face.
Even just looking at the screenshots are bringing back bad memories.
A Farm Expert 2018?
Yeah, it connections.
All right.
Think about when that tractor backfires.
Sounds like that gun.
Exactly. It's going to be petrifying.
All right.
$29.99. Sort of expensive, but people love those games.
Yep. Next up, though, we have Shadowbug, which we talked about last week, which I believe is $8.99, right?
I don't know. It's purchased on my thing. I think it might have been $7.99. Might have been $8.99. Yeah. But, yeah, fun little...
Leap, splash, and
cool
slash.
Touch slash motion control.
Yeah, I'd say it's I was game. like a action... platformer, right? With touch-based controls.
Yeah, and light puzzle, like,
yep,
pushing things.
It's a puzzle form a little bit. Anything's a puzzle form.
Yeah, if you can hope for it.
Now, speaking of puzzle forms, we have Alteric. This is from Sometimes You, and this is for $4.99. You are alone. Are you lonely? You're lost. Or stuck? Somewhere. But where? And most importantly... who are you?
Now, it's funny, you hear that, like, tagline there, but then you look at the game, and it just... I feel like this game looks like it's all about the gameplay, you know? Yeah. And then, like, this line right here is trying to tell me it's got some sort of deep story.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
You're a square. You're literally a white square. That's who you are.
Yeah, you're...
Stick to it. Gall darn it.
Sounds like Perry.
Alrighty. Next up here, Devious Dungeon.
All right.
For $6.79.
Well, this is the promo price until April 9th.
Okay. So what's that? Got to be X amount of percent off. Probably goes up to like...
I don't know. 10 or
8. I was thinking maybe $8.99 or $7.99 or something.
This game looks pretty cool. It has some cool pixel art. It's set in the Dark Ages. What kind is it? It's a platformer, arcade, RPG action, so it's probably... It might have
a little mix of everything. Like, yeah, it looks like 2D scrollers, some pixel art, like you said, some platforming.
I think I've heard some good things about this game.
It almost looks like a weird cross of like a Mega Man or like Castlevania, maybe. Yeah. Like, I know those are sort of
it looks like Castlevania
but...
made with the art of Mega Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks sort of cool. I bet you it's probably pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I bet it is.
I'd be interested in that game.
All right.
Next up here, another game we talked about last week, Tokitori. I believe $4.49 is also a promo price,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it goes back up. 10% off, right? It goes back to 5.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's a good game. It's fun. It looks nice on the Switch. It's nothing special. I wouldn't say it's anything special, but it's good. But oh my goodness, this is a big one.
Finally, yeah, I saw that this game was coming out this week, and then it wasn't up... Or this previous week, I should say. And it wasn't up on Thursday, and I was like, oh, well, I guess it's getting pushed back or something. And then it was out on Friday on the eShop. And that is Arcade Archives. I was trying...
Arcade Archives.
Punch-Out! !!
Yeah.
Now, so, this game is... we're going to talk about it a bunch...
Quick and Piston Hurricane.
Well, what's funny is, yeah, I was sort of expecting, like, oh, it's going to be, like, similar to the NES one, you know? But there are definitely a bunch of fighters you've never seen before in this game. And, like, your wireframe.
And Little Mac has green hair.
And you name him.
Oh, really?
Ours was Jim.
That's right.
And, of course, the awesome tape mode. Or the Tate.
Tate.
I believe it's properly called.
Yeah. And that's $7.99, right?
Yeah, the hamster price.
Giddy up. Now, next up we have Spartan for $11.99.
We sure do.
King Leo.
What? Another platformer?
Kicks platforming back to the arcades. All right. Oh. Caveman game.
With some... That sort of reminds me of Mario, Super Mario World with the chain link fences when you climb around them.
Yep, totally.
I don't know. I don't really love the art style. It looks sort of... Yeah. But Another platformer, some action in there.
Sure.
There you go.
Now, next up, we have Penny Punching Princess for $39.99.
I've actually heard a lot of good things about this one. Yeah. I've never played it.
I've heard, like, good things and, like, bad type things.
No good?
I know that Neil reviewed it, and he gave it a good review. But I think that it's an RPG where you can bribe enemies. The hook of the game is bribing.
With them pennies?
Yeah, I guess so.
Penny Punching Princess is an isometric brawler that takes place in a world ruled by capitalism where cash is king. Fight or bribe your way to reclaiming your kingdom from the greedy Dragolones.
Dragolones, that's funny.
It's because you got to pay them off.
Yep.
Yeah, $39.99, so they're not messing around as far as... I wonder, is this physical? By
chance? I think it is. I think it is physical.
For $39, like, because that would be a game if I was going to spend $40, you know, it's like...
You get it
physical. I better get it physical.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice rock hard copy to hold my mitts.
Exactly.
This next game here, The Adventure Pals, for $14.99. Ooh, I've heard
good things about this as well.
Again, this art style sort of gives me like a Cartoon Network Adult Swim vibe.
Well, you know what? Yes, but I would... yeah, and but it looks nice though when you see it in...
I mean, that's not a knock. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's, you know...
No, yeah. I know it's like a co-op.
A story of love, giraffes, and hot dogs.
I mean, The Adventure Pals has to be co-op, right? But yeah.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah,
Neil also reviewed this one and gave it a really good score, so.
Two-player local co-op.
Boom. Looks funny.
Last game.
Metropolis Lux Obscura for $7.99, and this also has a demo. This is a puzzle game, and I think this is like rated M, right? Yes.
I was going to say, this next picture, I would hope so.
Yes, oh.
E for everyone.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it sort of has that dark, gritty comic book look to it.
Yeah, like Sin City. Definitely like a Sin City look with lots of...
rear ends, apparently.
That's how we like them.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know much about it, but... there is blood, drug references, intense violence, nudity, sexual content, strong language, and maybe the worst of all, the use of alcohol.
Ooh, but does it have historical smoking?
Nope, then you're good.
Have you heard about that?
No.
That's the new ratings in movies now.
Historical smoking.
If people are smoking in it.
Just anything? Well, just like a cigarette or something? That,
yeah,
you gotta put...
historical, yeah.
Interesting.
It's really weird, yeah. But yeah, this has a demo, so if that sounds... like up your
alley. Yeah, I feel like this game probably good decision to have a demo.
That sounds up your alley. You're probably a pervert, and you got a demo.
And your name's Jimmy. Jimmy Perry Burkham. Perry Jimmy. PJ. We'll call you PJ from now on.
All right. Oh, look at that. On the bestsellers list. Look at number 5.
Boom. Human Fall. I bet you it had to do with that sale. 50% off, right?
I hope so.
I bet, because I think it's... look at that. Kamiko is still up there. Look at that, $2.99. That's why.
Yeah, 40% off. Yeah, let's run through the top 5. How about that?
Yeah, on the
new section, yeah. Top 5.
All right, ladies, hit us up with a jingle.
Top 5 jingle.
It's the top 5, yeah. Top 5.
Whoop. I don't
know if I like to discount.
Okay.
That's going to be part of it. Top 5, but I only know the Village Discount.
Okay, I like it. All right. Yes, number 5, we have, as previously mentioned, Human Fall Flat. Get it.
Number 4, Kamiko, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, is already in the top 10 selling eShop games for the Switch, so they're still doing well.
Yes, and Steamworld Dig is number 3, because it's half off at $4.99.
Come on, fantastic. Give me the half off Dig 2, baby.
Yeah.
Well, that's
25% off.
Right now, if it was 50% off, I wouldn't buy it.
Because you're getting physical.
That, and also, there's just... that's not high in the priority list.
Yeah, yeah. But number 2, what do we have, Casey?
Kirby Star Allies, $59.99.
Interesting.
But that's good. I wonder... I mean, that's got to be accounting for whatchamacallit, digital purchases. So.
Yeah, it's just digital, so that's a, I mean, that's a big
And then
purchase.
Somehow, number 1, still...
Rocket League.
Yeah, I don't know how they just keep
and they have
making
a,
money.
They had a sale too. So.
Is that why? It just seems like every Rocket League, man.
I know.
It's always up there.
I know. And last but not least, what do we have, Kate?
Village Discount. Feel it in a scout.
Feel it in a scout.
Very good. Feel it in a scout. Oh, that always creeps me out whenever you do that. No. It's even creepier in person.
I get close to the mic and give it a little.
Yeah.
I make
no,
sure.
No, we're going to highlight friend of the show, Jules Watcham's Zeo Drifter, which is 50% off. And he actually just posted something on the old Twitter, and apparently he sold more. It's okay. I'm probably going to get these things wrong, but he sold like more in the past 3 days than he did in the last.
Oh, I saw that also.
Like the whole
then
time
the lifetime, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
you
know what?
You put it on sale.
You put it on sale, and it's just so easy to get to that sale thing. There's a couple more games here on sale. You got Blossom Tales, which we've talked about. Unfortunately, I don't know if I'm going to know the exact.
Yeah.
I wish Nintendo would just still tell you.
I know. It shouldn't say, you've purchased this, so you wouldn't ever need to know the price.
Oh, yeah. If you see, a game you loved, I can't recommend to someone, you know, on at least price-wise.
Right.
They're not going to tell me here.
Yeah.
But I forgot how much it even was.
Good, man. Isn't that such a great game?
SteamWorld Heist.
Oh, yes.
14. It must be Image and Form. What is it? PAX
sale
or something?
Yeah, it's a sale.
$14.99. That game's awesome.
We'll be talking with them literally in a few hours.
Oh, God, I need to get some sleep.
But, so that should probably do it for our
Villa de Discount.
Villa de Discount.
Villa de Discount. Make it uncomfortable. Well, now I kind of like it. Yeah. Look at that Super Ping Pong trick shots on sale, too.
Remember that good old review game you did?
I tell you what. Not that bad.
Yeah?
It's like they weren't, it's like they knew what they were going for, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
they weren't trying to be the next Breath of the Wild or anything.
Right, right.
But yeah, well, I mean, I think that's probably...
Good
was
for
there
that.
Any big news... news segment? Is that what you're looking up right now?
Yes.
Hurry up!
Yeah. I had mine. See, I had mine ready, but
well, that's because Nintendo does it right for you on the Switch.
There's a new trailer for the new Labo Toy-Con Garage.
Reaching, reaching for news block here. Of course, my phone is. I'm gonna break this phone one day. It's gonna be glorious.
There's really not that. I mean, it's kind of the calm before the storm, right? There's nothing we haven't really talked about. Think.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess
I
think what we should talk about is that settlement that Pokemon Go had.
Oh yeah, you sent me that.
It was like $1.7 million settlement for people who went to that Pokemon Go Fest, which is hilarious.
It's, I mean, I guess it was a bit of a disaster from all accounts.
Oh
but
yeah, yeah, it was bad.
I guess yeah. I mean, I guess they should have been more prepared. But I also wonder, it's like, man, how do you even prepare? Like, I guess you call, like, the mobile companies, like, hey, guys, we're going to have, like, 50,000 people trying to pop open this game, you know? Like, I hope you're ready for it.
Right.
I don't know. It seems like it'd be a tough thing to do, but, you know.
Yeah.
Not my problem. I'm glad I didn't spend a bunch of money to go there. Apparently, Pokemon Go has gotten really good, though. Like,
really?
Like, I played it, obviously, during that first launch window when probably everyone did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they've added a ton of stuff, like battling, I think battling and trading and stuff's in it. I know
trading?
They're, like, I think so. I mean, I just know it's well, like, has a lot more content than it did originally.
Gotcha.
So, for the people that have been sticking around, but... It's a phone game. Nobody wants to play a phone game.
Right. Well, we're gonna... probably call that good for this episode because we're gonna hopefully have more episodes out this week, so this is like a little total mini
thing. Yeah, it'll be like I said, there'll probably be something else out, but if not, we're gonna have just a ton of games to talk about next week.
Yeah, seriously,
that would be like I mean, I guess PAX always sort of has some news come out, so but I just figure that's gonna just be like, here are all the games we played, and there's probably gonna be a ton of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, so
a lot of them.
Yeah, we're going to be very busy tomorrow, the four squad we have here, getting
four
videos.
Four scored
and,
7 year ago.
Yeah, getting tons of videos and tons of interviews and everything, so it's going to be a very tough, long day, but it'll be fun. Get to see friends.
It's not just one day.
Yep.
It's going to be a long 4 days.
Yeah, yep, it is.
Even Saturday when we're not going to PAX, it's going to be like, we're going to be running around doing all sorts of fun stuff. But
you can't have a car.
I should have taken off Monday. I'm gonna need a day of rest.
Dude, you didn't take off Monday? Oh.
Nah.
Poor sap.
Yep.
That's okay.
That's right.
That's okay. You'll be fine.
I can sleep when I'm dead.
That's okay. You can call in sick, right, Kate?
Yeah. I've already done that quite a bit.
Okay, well, that's gonna do it for this episode then, right?
Whoops. Yes. Yeah, I think so. Like I said, keep an eye out on the feed. There'll probably be some more stuff. And then, of course, YouTube and all that, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, definitely go to NWRTV. We have a lot of people working at the home team putting up stuff that we get, so it's going to be awesome.
All of our amazing video. Or decent video.
Sounds good.
We're going with amazing. Yeah. Suitable video.
Yeah. We will have suitable videos.
Yeah. Needs improving.
Wonderful.
But definitely not failing. I know that.
All right, well, do you have any last words?
We come back next week. We lost all the video. We failed somehow.
Yeah. We did a bunch of stuff and have nothing to show for.
No, I think I am at peace with this episode.
That's your new thing, right?
I'm at peace. I've said what I needed to say today.
Me too. I'm very tired, so.
Discount.
I've almost been up for 20 hours. 21 hours, actually.
Well, yeah.
I thought you were going to say discount.
Yeah, you've been discounting on this.
All right, let's say goodbye. Goodbye. Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Bertram Fiddle. I'd rather it be wet and warm than frigid and dry. Bertram Fiddle. I'd rather be a disgusting freak than a dirty pervert. Bertram Fiddle.